Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
And as we bring Dennis Lynn onto the program, Dennis, I hope you didn't eat at the same place Jackson Merrill did on Saturday night.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, no chance of that. I actually was not in Colorado.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I hope Jackson didn't get into some Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever he ate. I hope he's doing better.
Yeah, I do too. Padres need him. You can see, obviously, from Saturday and Friday's games how lengthened the Padres lineup looks with every single member available. Now, I'm not saying that Jackson Merrill's worth 18 runs. I know he's not. But you know, the domino effect when you start taking one or two guys out of the Padres lineup, it's been very apparent over these first month and a half of the season what a different team they are when they're at full strength, and then, you know, how they have to kind of just scrape by when they're not.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. Even if the Padres went, 15-9 without Jackson, and I know it was more than just him who was out for that stretch, but yeah, you can just see the difference when he's in the lineup, when he's batting cleanup, and versus when he's not. And I think it's too early to say he's the best hitter on this team, but the way he's going right now, I know it's only been a small sample size in second season in the league, but I think it's fair to say he's probably the hitter that you'd least want to face as an opposing pitcher right now in the Padres, just given what he's doing and the fact that he took a month off. Not by choice, of course, and then came back and hit the ground running right away, almost hit two home runs in that series at Yankee Stadium. I think, he's probably the most dangerous hitter going on the Padres right now.
But I'd say, Dennis, even though the Padres scored 37 runs over the weekend in Colorado, the most remarkable thing that we saw was Stephen Kolek's pitching performance on Saturday. A complete game shutout at Coors Field just isn't done. It's one of the rarest of rares in Major League Baseball. And you can say, no pressure on him with such a big lead. I would argue it's even harder to do with the lead that he had in terms of keeping your focus. What are you seeing from Stephen Kolek? Can he truly be the starter at the back end of the rotation that the Padres have been looking for here at the start of the season?
Yeah, no doubt, Ben. I mean, just the fact that he saved the bullpen by going nine innings in Coors Field, no matter how bad the Rockies are. And I'm sure we can get to that later, but just the fact that he was able to save a bullpen that had worked pretty hard the night before, that's huge. So if you're going to do that and you're going to have a 0.00 ERA, I'd say, yeah, you're in pretty good line to, keep your spot at the back of the rotation. Obviously, we'll see how he does in other places and how he fares against, more competitive teams who aren't fielding like AAA lineups, but he's got a pitch, the sinker, that generates a ton of ground balls, helps him eat innings, and he's got about like four or five other pitches on top of that. So I think his second year in the league, first year obviously was a bit of a struggle and a challenge for him as a Rule 5 pick, but he's learned to better sequence his pitches, and he's got good stuff. So I think the Padres have to consider themselves pretty fortunate that they have a guy like that sitting back at, you know, number 5 or number 6 in the rotation, depending on when Yu Darvish comes back.
Talking to our Linsider, Dennis Lynn, Padres baseball this morning from The Athletic. And let's get into how bad the Rockies were. Nationally, that was probably the bigger story than, you know, whatever the Padres did, losing 21-0 and then firing Bud Black yesterday. I said this morning, Dennis, I think it's a gift to Bud Black to let him go from this team. There was no hope whatsoever. Watching him in the dugout on television, Bud's a very positive guy. He looked pained having to watch that team, and honestly, he's got nothing to prove at this point, and he'll have other opportunities if he wants, maybe not as a manager, but certainly to work for another team. What was your read on the situation out of Denver this weekend?
That nothing's going to change even after this move. I think his former protege Dave Roberts put it well, saying that even Casey Stengel couldn't change the outcome of that team. That team being the Rockies, it's just it's a mess over there, and it's kind of been a mess for the last however many years, even though they made the playoffs twice under Buddy's watch in 2017 and 2018, because if you look at their front office and their ownerships, everyone's been a place for like, you know, 20, 30 years, and it's a terrible place to try to build a baseball team because it's not real baseball. Playing in elevation, half your games, and yeah, until they do something drastically different, until they learn to win on the margins like the Tampa Bay Rays and, you know, hire a ton of analysts, just because that's even more important because the fact that they're playing on the surface of the moon up there. They're just going to keep turning out the same results. And they do spend money, more so than the Rays, at least, and they do draw crowds. So it's kind of a shame that it's gone to this. But it struck me over the weekend, just, you know, it was almost a decade since Buddy was let go in San Diego. And obviously, you know, A.J. Preller has learned a few lessons since then, but I don't think that the Rockies have learned many lessons. And, yeah, they're going to be super relevant for the foreseeable future, but also this year. I think they're going to be relevant in the sense that depending on how teams in the NL West, including the Padres, do against them, that's going to decide, you know, playoff seeding, playoff berths. So far for the Padres, you know, yesterday aside, they're doing well in that department. They're 5-1 against the Rockies, but I think I'm counting correctly, the Dodgers are 3-0 against them, and the Giants are 3-1 against them. So yeah, those games at Coors Field and those games against the Rockies are really going to count.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and, you know, this all... Yeah, kind of look back at the comments that Dick Monfort, the owner of the Rockies, made when the Padres were, you know, spending money, and he wasn't a big fan of it, didn't see the sustainability of it all. And you can say the Padres are having the last laugh with Petco Park sold out almost every single night and the Rockies languishing in last place. But the one part of his comment that still kind of, you know, worries me as a Padres fan is that, where are the Padres going to find the money to keep some of these players, especially in the pitching rotation with Dylan Cease and Michael King, both slated to be free agents. I don't see any way on earth they can bring both of them back. They'd probably be lucky, Dennis, to bring one of them back, which, you know, why I was encouraged to see what Stephen Kolek did over the weekend. But where do you think the Padres are going to find starting pitching going forward that is going to be able to be affordable enough where they're going to be able to pay their other players and still move on? Because it hasn't been one of A.J. Preller's great success stories is developing his own minor league pitching talent over these last 10 years.
Right. I think some of it's going to be the same story as it has been. It seems like the last 5-6 years, he always finds a way to sign or trade for someone maybe relatively late in the offseason, just like he did with Nick Cavetta, who, by the way, is going to be around for at least one more season before he can opt out. And so far, it looks like a pretty good deal for the Padres. But, yeah, Stephen Kolek's emergence would be huge if that's indeed what's happening. They've got a few guys in the not at the upper levels of the minors right now, but getting closer, who you know, could be factors as we get toward 2026, Braden Metz being one of them, undrafted free agent, who's really risen up the prospect rankings. But, yeah, it's probably going to be, again, something that's going to have to be addressed in the offseason, whether through trade or free agency, because, like you, I don't see both those guys, Dylan Cease and Michael King, coming back. I'd be, at this point, maybe slightly surprised if one of them does come back, either one of them, and I guess I'd lean more toward Mike King, but, you know, he's setting himself up for a very healthy free agent contract, and I think I get the sense that he wants to test free agency, but at the same time, he does like San Diego, because this is where he's established himself as a full-time starter and where, you know, he kind of raves about Ruben Diablo like a lot of pitchers do. So we'll see. I think the Padres have a chance, but yeah, it's going to have to be maybe more pulling a rabbit out of a hat kind of deal for A.J. Preller going into next offseason.
We talked a little bit earlier about some of the injury updates from the Padres. Just what are you kind of hearing, Dennis? You know, you Darvish, I know the rumor is a rehab start on Wednesday for El Paso. Could that be his only rehab start? Could we see him perhaps at the start of the next road trip pitching for the Padres again?
Definitely possible. Of course, we'll have to see how he comes out of that upcoming rehab start and whether the Padres decide he needs another one after that. I think in recent years, you're seeing guys have shorter rehab assignments, depending on just their experience and how, you know, how much they feel they're on track. And Yu Darvish obviously has as much experience as anybody and is as in tune with his body as pretty much anybody in the majors. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him come off after one rehab start. Also wouldn't be surprised to see him go out for another one just because he's been out for the entire season. And he's 38 going on 39 and, you know, he wants to make sure things are locked in, and the Padres also don't mind, you know, having him fresh down the stretch or as fresh as possible down the stretch. So I wouldn't be shocked if they take it slower with him and, you know, give him two rehab starts. But yeah, it looks like he's trending either way toward a late May return, and the Padres could definitely use that because they've got a couple stretches, 9 games in 9 days and 13 games in 13 days coming up near the end of the month. So yeah, I think it's definitely good news that he's heading out for a real game pretty soon.
All right, last thing, Dennis, and Paulie, I want you to think about this as well for our final hour when we come back.
But okay.
We're now officially a quarter of the way through the baseball season. I think you know, tomorrow or today, somewhere 40 games in, we're 1/4 of the way through the season. If you had to give a letter grade overall, Dennis, to the San Diego Padres for the first quarter of the season, what letter grade would you give them?
I mean, it's got to be an A, right?
Right. Given, it's got to be an A, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, their offseason, I'd say, if you're being charitable, maybe it was a C or even like a D plus. And so the expectations were low, and then they had a bunch of injuries, and they're sitting like one game out of first place in the majors. So given everything that happened leading up to it, I think you got to kind of grade on a curve there. But even if you weren't grading on the curve and they had a great offseason and signed a bunch of guys and were 25-14, I think that's still probably an A. So, yeah.
Dennis, good stuff as always. Hopefully we'll catch you at Petco Park sometime this week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Catch him every Monday, 8:35 here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.